Hello?
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Olga Joan?
Who's calling, please?
My name is Franmi. We're calling from Arshtar Fiber in a recorded line.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We received a message that you needed assistance logging into your account portal.
Well, we have just gotten Arch Fiber in July, so this is like our second, third month, and I haven't had a chance or opportunity to get on the
The online
into the
account.
account online. Yeah, and I just was getting a bit confused, and that's why I was sending Matt an email. Is that it was my understanding that payment would be debited from our account on the 17th, around the 17th of each month, which was when we had the internet or Arch Fiber installed. But that didn't happen last month, and it kind of happened at the beginning of September. So I got a little kind of confused, and I emailed him, and he said he would try and get back, and I haven't received a note from him. So I just want to check. I just need to kind of get a better understanding when the direct debit is going to come out so that I make sure that there's funds in the account.
Yes, I completely understand, and I can help you with that. I can take a look to see when your payments are coming out. Let me take a look. It looks like, let's see, payment date. It looks like the payment has been applied on the 19th.
On the 19th.
Yes. It says
Okay,
that
so.
yeah, we have July 19th, and then we have September 19th is not here yet.
But do you see that payment was debited like at the like not on the 19th? It was like a completely different date. It was like I think the beginning of September or end of August. So I got really confused by that.
Okay, yeah, that's let me see if I can find that specific date. 'Cause your invoice date is August 19th. Okay, I see that. Let me open your invoice just to get a better understanding. So the first appointment was on the July 12th, actually. That's when they did the installation.
Oh.
Let me go back. August. Yeah, but it does look like it comes out on the 19th. That's when it's applied.
Yeah, I mean, I can go back into. Let me check my email to see when I sent Matt that email. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent him an email on September 5th. Because the day before I noticed that the debit had come, the payment had come out on the, maybe the 3rd or the 4th, which I thought was really strange. And that's why I had alerted him. Mm-hmm. And he said that he would look in, into the finance department, but he didn't get back to me. He probably, obviously he's got so much going on. He probably forgot. So mm-hmm. I thought that was weird because that was sort of like right in the middle of both payment, like both payment dues. So
mm-hmm. I'm gonna let me look, cause then the newest invoice that I have up is the one due for, it's the due date, it says on September 3rd, but then I see it applied to your account on the 19th. I don't know why.
But apply to the account doesn't necessarily mean payment, right?
Payment. It looks like, let me see. Does it, okay, so your cycle goes from August 19th to September 18th. So the okay. new cycle begins August 19th. I guess that's what they mean by apply on that day. But the due date is on the 3rd of every month. Yes.
Okay, so that's not what I was told.
Okay, I do apologize.
No, which is totally, which is fine. I just need to know so that I can accommodate that in my budgeting and so forth. So
I completely understand.
So, all right. So mm-hmm. then it's going to come out on October 3rd.
Yes, it should come out on October
3rd. So the 3rd of every single month. Okay. All right. Well, then that's mm-hmm. fine. It's just as long as I know mm-hmm. so that I can adjust accordingly.
Okay. So do you have access to your online account? Is that something that mm-hmm. That I would, but you would
I
like
would
me to
like
help you?
To. Yeah, I would like to. I just haven't ever set it up. So
okay.
What do you need me to do?
Okay, so you can, I can resend you this email, and you're going to click on the link. Let me just go back to the email. It says, the title, the subject is Are Staff Fiber Action Required? So I'm going to resend it to you, the email I have on, can you verify for me the emails on file?
OlgaMJuan@gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. Resend.
I might have already done this, but you know what? I can barely like remember what I did yesterday.
So let me take a look, because it does look like you are already registered for your online account.
Oh, really?
But if you don't remember, is your username? You can try to go into arch.fiverr.com and to try to log into your online account. That way, the username is your email address.
Okay.
And then the password is whatever you have put on. If you don't remember the password, always you can do forgot password and then reset it.
Okay. All right. So email address is my user. That's fine. As long as I have that, then I can figure out the rest. Okay.
Okay.
Super.
Perfect. If you need any help, I'm here to help you. If you want to do it on your own time, you can always call us back.
Yeah, I'll do it on my own time. Now that I've sorted out the billing, which was kind of what I needed. And I think it was confusing because the first initial payment got taken out around the time that the installation instead of it being the following month. So I guess I just got confused.
Yes, usually the first payment comes out on installation day.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. That's fine.
Yes. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Anything
you so
else?
Much.
You're welcome.
No, I'm good.
All right, if there's nothing else, then I hope you have a great day, and thank you so much for choosing Arch.Fiverr.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.